Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have mixed reactions to the latest UN Security Council resolution introduced by the United States. That calls for deploying a multinational peacekeeping force to the region. The proposal would work to stabilize the area and begin reconstruction in the war-torn territory. Ibrahim Abu Yusuf is a 30-year-old resident of the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza Strip.
We appeal to whatever international body to help in this. We reached the most desperate moment of hunger. Nothing is worse than hunger.
After 2 years of a devastating war, Zainab Ouda, a displaced mother from Beit Hanun, agrees with Yusuf.
I believe that this is a good decision. We lived in suffering for 2 years, with hunger and fear.
In the meantime, Palestinian political factions, mainly Hamas, have rejected the resolution, calling it unhelpful for the future of a Palestinian state. Hamas argues the measure undermines Palestinians' right to resist Israeli occupation, which they say remains firmly in place. Akram Atallah is a Gaza-born political analyst, now based in London.
The decision does not meet the minimum needs of Palestinians after this devastating war. It puts Palestinian people under the control of the Americans and the Israeli army in control of Gaza. It does not clearly indicate establishment of a Palestinian state. However, the decision ends the war, at least. Palestinian factions' refusal could be insignificant amidst large-scale support for the resolution.
The Palestinian Authority in Ramallah has welcomed the UN resolution and says it's ready to cooperate. Israel, however, says it does not want either the PA or Hamas involved on the ground. Israeli officials insist Hamas and other armed groups must disarm and warn that if they do not, Israel will act unilaterally. Meanwhile, the ceasefire remains fragile as Israel claims Hamas gunmen opened fire on its forces in Khan Yunis earlier today, prompting the military to launch air strikes across the Gaza Strip. Israel reported no casualties. Palestinian officials say the strikes represent a sharp escalation of ceasefire violations, killing at least 22 people, including a woman and a child. Hamas has not commented on Israel's claims. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.